Hi, is this Steve?
Yes.
Hey, Steve. This is Brian with Cardiff. How you doing?
With who?
Cardiff?
Don't ring a bell.
No. Well, I was just trying to follow up. We had sent out an offer to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. It looks like it was for equipment financing and working capital. And I'm just trying to circle back and see, if you were looking to bring on anything this year.
Oh, your rates are too high.
Oh yeah, okay. Have you worked with us before?
No, but everybody that calls from like you from out of town and stuff, your rates are so damn high, I can't afford you.
Okay, well, what are the rates that you're looking at now?
Well, right now, like on a $50,000 loan, I pay about the interest on a loan like that is about $225 a month.
225 dollars a month, and that's over
Yeah.
how many? And what's the term?
Well, it's just a working line of credit.
Oh, okay. So your line of credit is 50,000, and you're paying off 225.
Well, I'm saying that's what they charge me if I'm at the max on 50,000. You
Okay.
guys aren't gonna touch that.
Well, I have no idea what the rate is for that. So I can't really tell you if we could work with you or not. The 225 per month, there's a term, right? To
It's
pay it all off.
225 per month interest. I'm not talking
Oh,
dollar
okay.
interest.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I think they're floating right around 3.5%. You guys aren't 3.5% guys, are you?
Okay. Well, for equipment, we go as low as 3%. So, if you're looking to bring on equipment, we can definitely see if, and the 3% would be, if you have perfect credit. Right, it depends on a bunch of factors that affect the interest rate. But pretty much if everything's perfect, we would be able to get you 3%. Is there like well how would you rate your credit? Like good, bad, in the middle?
The best.
The best? That's perfect. For working capital, I can tell you we cannot do better than your line of credit. But if you're looking for equipment, we can definitely see if, you would we could get you the lowest rate
Well,
if you're
right
interested.
now, I'd be interested in looking at some of you guys' stuff, but number one, right now I'm too busy to do it, and I really am not going to be buying any more equipment. I bought a ton of it in December, and
Okay.
and the oil boom in North Dakota kind of is on hold now, so.
Okay. Is there maybe like a better time to follow up, like when you think you might be bringing on some new equipment?
Well, it ain't going to be this year, I can tell you that. I am equipment out. I bought a lot of equipment. I mean, I really did, and a lot of it I paid for myself. I didn't finance it all and stuff, but I got to kind of watch the economy and stuff like that. And I think Hillary's going to get in, and then the oil's going to be done, doomed.
Okay. And what if Donald gets
So,
in?
what's that?
What if Donald gets in? Is
It's going to be
that
drill, baby, drill.
good? Okay. So it really depends on whether who wins the election or not, right?
Well, absolutely, because Hillary's going to kill us. I mean, Obamacare killed me up here. I'd be expanding already.
Okay,
Do you
yeah.
realize that? No, I want to tell you something so you understand where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to
Yeah.
be mean to you or smart. I used to have employees that couldn't afford their insurance.
Okay.
So I would give them a bonus to cover their premium. Follow, kind of like paying their insurance.
Right.
And they would pay it and they would prove it to me. Well,
Right.
Obama didn't like that and sicked the IRS on me. And I was warned that if I continue to do that with any employees, it'll be $1,000 per day
Oh,
per
wow.
employee. So
Yeah.
you don't have to wonder why I'm not good on, I mean, and if you really look it up, it's there.
Yeah.
You cannot even help out your employees anymore. So the thing about it is, then I said, well, I'm not going to add no employees, which means no more equipment.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, there we are. So can you imagine that? I was cutting a guy something like $250 a month so he could insure his family.
Yeah.
He kind of told me I'm not allowed to do that, even though he's paying taxes on it and stuff. I still am not allowed to do that, and they're going to fine me $1,000 a day, up to $36,000 a year.
Man, that is messed up. Yeah, that's crazy.
Ask me again what I think of Trump.
I
have an idea of these guys. So anyway, that is a true story.
Okay. Well, I mean, so if Trump wins, I'll follow you up when
sure.
that happens. And,
sure.
I mean, if Hillary wins, then maybe I'll try next year.
Well, I would suggest that because I'd be pretty hot.
Oh yeah, all right.
But I mean, I'm trying to be fair with you, and I'm
yeah.
you know that's where I'm sitting on all.
Yeah,
this.
I understand.
It's, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate the help, Steve.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.